Well, Done With Debt is a consumer advocate firm specializing in debt relief strategies. I have asked Michael Pearson to join me to share his strategies and advice for people that want to end their debt permanently. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So talk to us about credit card and loan interest rates have skyrocketed. How does this affect most Americans? Because we're all dealing with this.
Well, that's a great question. It's tough because it affects all Americans here. One thing that we always notice is that we can't control the interest rate. So your debt keeps building faster and faster. It's getting bigger and bigger. And what was once a manageable situation is now unmanageable. And with inflation going crazy, with just groceries, gasoline, rents, all the basic necessities, at some point something has to break and you realize that you're not going to get out of this debt maybe in years, sometimes decades. So it's tough.
Yeah. So a lot of people look to either get a loan or declare bankruptcy, but that can actually make it worse. I struggle with insomnia, Michael. I don't know if you do, because I know a lot of people, you go to bed waking thinking about your debt, you wake up thinking about it, or whatever your problems are. What's your advice for someone struggling with debt in general?
Go to donewithdebt.com, answer 3 to 4 questions, get in contact with us before you even make your next payment to that credit card. Before you call the creditors yourself, give us a call. There is hope. We will help you. Simply go to donewithdebt.com, fill out a couple questions. We'll have one of our experts call you right away. It's free at no cost to you. We don't charge anything until we start settling your debts. So what do you have to lose?
There you go. Easy peasy. That's a complex financial term that I hope you understand. Go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com. Michael, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Hi, Dr. Redliner. Sorry to be talking about such a terrible subject.
Uh-oh,
he cannot hear us. Can you hear us, Doc? Uh-oh, he's frozen. Dr. Redliner. Okay.
Let's change our... Oh, are you back? We're back.
Hey, Doc. There you are.
There we are. Yay.
Again, sorry it's just such a depressing subject. You know, you've been over helping, of course, kids in Ukraine. And I can't remember now when Uvalde happened. And you were, because obviously you're called on to comment on a lot of things as a pediatrician, as someone that's, you know, worked with children for years and years and years. And it's just, here we are again, right?
Yeah, actually it was May of last year when Uvalde happened, and I was actually in Lviv, Ukraine, and I was about to give a report to MSNBC about what I was seeing in Lviv, and I ended up wanting to comment about the shooting in Uvalde. And this is something I've been sort of, it's been part of my agenda for many years. In fact, I've testified to the Senate on this subject years ago, and it's a phenomenon that is without any sense of righteous, appropriate behavior by the American governmental leadership from top to bottom. You know, there's been a few, obviously there's been Democrats who have supported significant changes in our gun laws, but they've never been strong enough to overpower the gun lobbies who control the Republican Congress. And it's a disaster for America's children. It's just as terrifying.
As a pediatrician, I know you're not surprised, but it really is a different level of depressing that guns has become the number one killer of American children, overtaking cars, right?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to contemplate it. We're used to dealing with medical issues. that we could either treat or we could provide a vaccine and prevent and so on. But the only prevention here, which is really what's needed, because you can't really treat a child who's been shot with an assault rifle and the caliber weapons, bullets that are used in those. I had been early in my career a pediatric intensive care unit director of a big pediatric facility in Miami, Florida. But the point is that the treatment idea is absurd, and what you have to do is prevent it. And you don't prevent it medically, you have to prevent it politically. And we seem not to be able to get our hands around this and actually solve it.
Yeah.
And they talk about, you know, common sense gun laws. I think that's BS also, by the way.
Yeah.
I think we need very significant gun laws, not the so-called little tweaking of the gun laws. We cannot allow AR-15s to be manufactured and sold, and there should be a fine associated with people who own them. They have to turn them in. I wish there was a government buyback program for ARs, and I think we should, that should be proposed, but we need a lot more extreme measures here.
Yeah.
It's too late, little tweaking or modifications of gun laws.
Doc,
just too late right now.
Right. Yeah, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform, one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. NetSuite.com/Miller. NetSuite.com/Miller. One more time, NetSuite.com/Miller.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Doc, you've obviously just said, is it, you know, ER as a pediatrician, you've treated gunshot wounds, and we've been, you know, this discussion has come up again about Emmett Till's mother and about whether seeing autopsy photos, crime scene photos, whatever, what's going to move the needle? I mean, as you said, you know, we're not used to seeing the level of anger that Jamal Bowman, you know, demonstrated yesterday. But what does move them, shake anything up, move the needle?
Voting.
Yeah.
You cannot be represented in the Senate, in the House, in the state legislatures by people who don't understand the severity of this problem and this plague on America's children. If they don't understand it and won't take significant measures to deal with it, they do not deserve to represent you.
Everybody was talking about this. Representative Burchett is his name, is from Tennessee, who just literally came out and said, we're not going to fix this. This is nothing more we can do. And then Republican Mike Rounds, take a listen to this yesterday.
I put myself in a position where I look at those families and I see these things, and I look at my colleagues up here, and there isn't anybody here that, if they could find the right approach, wouldn't try to do something because they feel that pain. And yet, when we start talking about bans or challenging on the Second Amendment, I think the things that have already been done have gone about as far as we're going to with gun control.
It's pretty stark to hear you say that you don't think there's anything else legislatively that Congress can do when it comes to guns. You voted against the gun safety legislation that was passed and signed into law last year.
I mean, that's it. We've done all we're going to do. Right?
That we're not going to.
Yeah, he couldn't hear.
Oh, you can't hear the audio. I'm sorry. He said we've done about. We've gone as far as we're going to go. We've done all we can do on guns, right?
Yeah, I get the gist of that. And the other thing, this issue with the Second Amendment, I'm sick of it. It's complete misinterpretation. What is written in the Constitution? It's written in English, and it's interpreted in some gibberish to think that we somehow have the equivalent of a militia that the founding fathers were writing about. We don't have that. We just have maniacs who think they need combat weapons in their house. Yeah. And that has nothing to do with the intent or even the words that were actually written in the Second Amendment. I'm so frustrated with this.
I have to hope you're right about voters, that the disconnect between guns becoming the number one killer of children and Republicans literally out loud saying, not going to fix it. Done everything we can do. Really? You've done everything you can do, and it's the number one killer of children.
You know, Steph, I don't know. Can you hear me? Because I keep losing your audio here. But
yeah, he keeps freezing.
Yeah. Keep
can
going.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Doc. Yeah.
Chris, I think we're frozen here.
I think we are frozen.
On your side.
Video is frozen, but we can hear you, Doc.
Yeah, go ahead, Doc.
I don't think he can hear us.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
There he is. He's back. Go ahead.
Okay.
Well,
I spoke too soon. Okay. Let me say before, if we lose him, that I just have to say I am always so proud and honored to know Dr. Redletter.
Yes.
And he just delivered these school buses to Ukraine, and they thanked him. There was
a video of the member of parliament for the area that he that the buses went to.
Yeah,
A beautiful video thanking him.
Yeah, and by the way, it's thanks to the donations from all y'alls, and so thank you. He said UCAP school buses en route to Ukraine, partly replacing buses stolen or destroyed by marauding Russians, leaving thousands of kids unable to attend school. It is 6 refurbished school buses. They moved them from Poland to Ukraine, where, obviously 10,000 kids have been unable to attend school. So thanks to everyone that went to ukrainecap.org.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS, or play online via Facebook games.
Doc, are you back?
I'm here.
Okay, yay! There you go. So once again, congrats on all you're doing for kids in Ukraine. Yep. And you know, it just must break your heart that our kids in America, that the Republicans just literally passed something called the Parents' Bill of Rights that does not include the right to have your child come home from school alive, right?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. You can still hear me, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The final thing I want to say about this is the voters, if the voters don't express themselves on abortion, on gun issues, if they can't express themselves enough to vote out these extreme Republicans and vote in people who care about these issues, then it's really an American public problem. It's not even really a members of Congress problem, because we have the power to vote. If we didn't like having representatives who didn't care about gun control, then we would vote them out of office, wouldn't we? But apparently, there's something that keeps us from actually acting in the only way we have available to us, which is voting, that keeps us from acting in enough numbers to stop some of this nonsense.
Yep. Yep. And,
I know I'm talking to the converted, to your you and your listeners, yeah. But you know, figure out ways to try to get your neighbors and friends. I got plenty of myself, including relatives, who need a good talking to.
Yeah.
From you know, Jamal Bowman.
Yeah.
I wish I could just bring him with me, but
yeah. And I mean, yeah. and you know, honestly, you've been fighting the good fight on just COVID, and it's still killing, what, 2,000 people a week. I, you know, as a pediatrician, I thought of you when this new study came out about, you know, the number of miscarriages, women that, you know, had COVID that were unvaccinated. And you remember the anti-vaxxers going, oh, pregnant women shouldn't get vaccinated. And, you know, now, of course, we're learning the horrible truth about, you know, what COVID in women's bodies have caused the miscarriages. I mean, it feels like an endless fight some days, doesn't it?
Stephanie, do you think truth is the deciding factor for a lot of people who have these extreme views? We'd have solved COVID. We'd have solved gun issues. We'd have fixed the abortion situation a long time ago if it was just a matter of information and facts. But it's beyond that. It's into some surreal zone of misinformation taking a giant hold on the American public, or a big segment of us.
Yeah.
And that's really what we have to deal with.
Yeah, absolutely. Doc, thank you for doing literally the Lord's work over there and over here. And we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Steph.
All right, there he goes.